This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? It is your boy, Joel Byers, and welcome, yes, to the Tight 5 Podcast. We are back. We are back. I had been posting these over on Patreon, but turns out the only person that was supporting the Patreon was me. So I didn't want this awesome content that you love and enjoy to go to waste. So I'm bringing it back over to the iTunes. I understand a lot of you are comedians out there in the grind and are like, I'm not going to go to a Patreon and support Joel for spending hours and hours and hours for creating all this awesome content. No. And you know what? That's fine because I'm a hustling comedian too. I understand the struggle. So what I'm going to do is just start putting it back into your hands. So the way you can support this podcast is just by sharing all this additional content you're getting. Not only the long form interviews, but these Tight 5 podcasts. And this Friday, I'm posting Caleb's Q&A he did. So you're going to want to subscribe. He did a Q&A with my comedy class. So you're going to want to subscribe to keep up with all the additional content we're going to start rolling out here. Or, you know, pick up some merch. You know, the holidays are coming up. I've got a game show coming up here in Atlanta. If you're in the Atlanta area, I'm doing a live comedy game show on December 29th. And if you wear a Hot Breath gear, you're going to be entered into a special drawing. So shout out to the link in the show notes for that. Sorry, my brain is all jumbled. I've been doing housework the past day, but I'm still squeezing in time for you, Hot Breathiverse. So I appreciate all your support, all your listening, all your feedback. We're going to keep the Hot Breathiverse aversing. All right. Well, let's hop into this one then. You know, this Type 5 podcast with Alton Walker, who will be on in a longer. He'll be on a full episode soon. We're scheduling the interview now, but Caleb, over the past 2 weeks, you know, I've been posting Caleb sign-in interviews, and he's really good at networking and meeting people and finding opportunities. And Alton is another person like that. He's very good at just connecting with fans, and not only that, but also then selling merch as well. Link in the show notes for Hot Breath merch. But he's just an overall dude who is been able to build a following his way. So this Tight 5 podcast is a nice little peek into how he does that. We did after a show he did with Melanie Camacho, who has actually been on Hot Breath. You can go back and check her episode out. That'll be linked in the show notes as well. But it's a good one for anybody struggling to be a little more extroverted in this comedy game. So enjoy Mr. Alton Walker, Tight 5. Alton.
Yes, sir.
Walker, my man. All right, Ben in the Charlotte Comedy Scene Facebook group just posted worried that he's bad at approaching people and networking, and he thinks it's expecting getting booked.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of tips do you have for him to overcome networking?
Listen.
And I struggle from that, too.
Network is your net worth. The more people you know, the more money you make. I just got a radio job from knowing someone.
That's real.
Another comedian knew me and got me a radio job that pays me a monthly payment for doing comedy. All because relationships, man. Relationships will take you far. Relationships take you far further than paper, smarts, experience. Relationships is very important. But how do you establish relationships? You got to speak. You got to talk to people.
That's what I struggle with is like anytime after a show, I'm almost like too nervous to talk to people, but I'll see you standing in the middle of people like, hey, I'm here.
Hey,
everybody,
how you doing? Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah.
Thank you, God bless you. You enjoy the show, and then you get that handshake and somebody say, you know what, I need a comedian for such and such, you got a card? And they probably wouldn't have said that if you didn't stop them and shake their hand.
What kind of tips do you have for maybe Ben who struggles with that, maybe a little more introverted?
You just got to figure out a way to do it. See, I'm not an introverted person, so but like I said, if you're trying to make money, I'm not gonna say you're trying to make money. If you're trying to make, I just believe the more people you know, the more money makes. So if you're trying to make a lot more money, know people. They always say it's about who you know, and it's about what you know.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's not about who you know. It's not about what you know. It's about who knows you. So if nobody, if you don't open your mouth, open up your mouth and let people know who you are, I mean, I'm not going to say you're not going to be successful, but it'll take your brand to another level if you just become a people's person. Practice.
Okay. Like,
sometimes you can just practice. It's called an elevator pitch.
Yeah.
What you could do is write out what you say to people, and then that way it's not like you're coming off the top of the dome, but it's something planned out already.
What are some of your go-to icebreakers?
I mean, it depends on who it is, man. It depends who it is. If it's a woman, or it just depends. I can't really tell you what's an icebreaker. I really can't, man, because I'm a quick person, so I can't give you a tip. But the thing is, let's say if you do know of someone, say you're getting ready. Let's just go to interview. If you're going into an interview or you're going to meet someone, and you already know ahead of time who you're going to meet, best thing to do is do some research and find out what you have in common with that person.
Okay.
So you may find out a person lives in L.A. or lives in Georgia. Let's say I'm coming from L.A. to Georgia or something like that. And you find out this person go to Georgia State. Well, you be like, hey, man, I saw you went to Georgia State. You know, my sister or my brother or my friend attends Georgia State. You know, and then they'll start telling you about what they did at Georgia State.
Looking for a common ground.
Common ground. I could have said that a long time ago.
Yeah, no, it's all good, man. That's why I like
but
them
common
to know.
Ground.
He
common
struggles ground. To talk to people, so that's why I like
them. Yeah, to you struggle to talk to people, but hey, man, you got to come out of it. But I'm not going to say I'm not going to say you need to, but if you want to, it's nothing to it but to do it.
Just to start it, and it'll get just better it. As you do it.
Practice. Just do it. You got to do it. But I do know people that don't talk to people, and they're very successful. Usually, they're in the technology field, though.
Well, let the people know. Yeah, Ben's a comedian, so he needs to be good at it. let the people know where they can keep up with you, too, because you're killing it.
Alton Walker Show, man. Just follow me all across the board, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Alton Walker Show, man.
My man.
This is the man. Hot breath.
My dog. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yes, sir, man.
That's been the Type 5 Podcast.
Oh,
Hot Breath the Verse. Type 5 Podcast.
I made the Top 5.
Top 5 Podcast. Right. Hey, Ben, I hope that was really helpful. Anybody else with any questions out there, please let me know. I'll be sure to ask comics working around. I'm based out of Atlanta. Alton is the house host here at Atlanta Comedy Theater. In here, Melanie Camacho, who has been open up for Cat Williams and Mike Epps and Chris Tucker and Martin Lawrence. I'm going to be hopefully interviewing her tomorrow. So if you have any questions, post them in the comments. I hope that was helpful, Ben. Keep grinding. There you go, Hot Breathiverse. Another Tight 5 in the books this Friday. I'll be posting Caleb's Q&A with my comedy class, asking a bunch of dope questions. So definitely subscribe to the iTunes. Keep that going, or Spotify as well, or wherever else you find it. That's how we're building this network. So I hope you found this valuable. If you want to reach out, connect, social media, at Hot Breath Pod, all that jazzercise. But long story short, I appreciate all you're doing, all the feedback you're giving. All I ask is that you just keep listening, and I'll keep providing. You keep sharing, and I'll keep sharing all this content. So we're building together still. It's all very still exciting. It's just a gradual, gradual process. Just like with comedy, it's all about the grind, baby. So just stay consistent out there, kids. You're on the right track. It's just staying consistent at this point, and it's all going to pay off. So I'll see you on here Friday, or go back and listen to, you know, all the other 150 or so Hot Breath episodes we have. But that's it. I'll see you Friday or Monday. We have a Tierra Burrell. We just passed Thanksgiving, and none of us probably ate like we should have, and we're still recovering. So I'm on Monday posting an interview with a health expert who is going to help give us tips on not only just health in general, but also life on the road. You know, all these interviews, even if they're not with comedians, are centered around comedy. So this is a comedian's guide to staying healthy on the road or out when we're performing at bars every single night a lot of the time. So she has a lot of good tips on just how to make healthier decisions and the impact it has not only on your personal life, but also your professional life. So definitely stay tuned for that on Monday, but We out here.
I love you.
Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.